What's up, folks, and welcome to Nino's Corner Fluff Tube Edition. Is Hollywood making a comeback? It looks like it is. Now, you would think after what happened in 2020 and this infamous list that's getting ready to come out, people would be sick of Hollywood. But since we're mirroring the Great Depression, the exact opposite is happening. People are looking for escapisms, places to escape and free their mind and distract themselves. And if you look no further than the Great Depression, well, people were indulging in alcohol, whatever drugs they had at that time, and entertainment. And that is what's happening right now. People are falling right back into that category. And folks, who's controlling all this? China. Who controls Hollywood? China. China is profiting off our demise. But before I get into that, folks, get yourself some trim with Nino. When it comes to stubborn belly fat, we're all searching for that miracle pill, which may never exist. But believe it or not, I found an exceptional alternative that uses naturally sourced and science-backed ingredients from Mother Earth. It's more effective at targeting belly fat, enhancing metabolism, and promoting a toned midsection better than most weight management products. I almost lose my breath every time I read this thing. Products I've typically found on store shelves. Tens and thousands of five-star reviewers cannot be wrong, and I'm one of them. So simply place your order now and get 51% off, folks, 51% off before they sell out, and they always sell out. So hit the link down below, get started with some trim with Nino, baby. All right, folks. So people are starting to do their escapisms. They're trying to find a place to escape because misery. What do we all have in common right now? Misery. It's a hard, hard time. And going into 2024, boy, oh boy, are we in for it, folks. So let's look first at most watched shows in Hollywood. Hollywood is making a big comeback. The 100 most watched telecasts of 2023, NFL, Oscars, Gordon Ramsay, NCIS, and a single Yellowstone episode. So this is bouncing back in a very big way. The dual Hollywood strikes wiped out much of the scripted programming this fall on the linear networks, and yet, according to Variety's annual list of 100 of years 100 watched primetime telecasts, we actually watched more entertainment fare this year. CBS and NCIS led the pack in 2023 with 12 episodes making the list, followed by The Eye's Blue Bloods with 5. So among regular episodic entertainment fare, the ranker included 35 entries, and it was represented by a wider range of shows. Part of that is because Paramount's network, Yellowstone, only aired one episode in 2023, freeing up more space for others. So people are busy getting distracted, folks. It's a tough, tough climate out there right now. Besides NCIS, the Blue Bloods, and other regular series are multiple episodes on the marker, include CBS, FBI, NBC's Chicago Fire, and CBS Young Sheldon at 4 each. On the newest front, CBS 60 Minutes continues to dominate force. It's NFL led and doesn't hurt, landing 7 slots this year. So people right now, folks, just need to escape. They need to take themselves into fantasy land any way possible. Anytime you turn on the news, it's just complete chaos and havoc and bad news. So who really wants to do, who wants to sit in that misery? So from here, folks, as this article goes, it looks like to me like we're following the trend of the Great Depression. What I mean by that is everything is mirroring the Great Depression. And what happened after the Great Depression? We led right into World War II. And what's brewing right now? World War III. So also on the upward climb is the Oscars, the year's most watched entertainment telecast back on March 12th. 19.4 million people saw Everything Everywhere All at Once take the Best Picture prize, up from 17.6 million in 2022 and from a dismal 2021 when the ceremony didn't even make the ranker. But the Oscars isn't the only big award show making a nice recovery. So it's bouncing back. CBS Grammys KudoCast led up to number 36 versus number 97 last year, averaging 13.4 million viewers compared to 10.2 million viewers in 2022. Folks, This is showing you that Hollywood is not dead. And who controls the Hollywood industry? Well, China. China controls the industry. And a lot of you say, well, you know, that should lead to more breeding, more population growth. Right now, the immigrants coming over the border, more immigrants are coming over the border than America can breed, than Americans can breed and have birth rates, American birth rates. More immigrants are coming over the border right now than American birth rates. And let me show you a little bit about that. And that's just like the Depression, folks. Right here. So America's slowest population growth since Great Depression. If the current U.S. growth pace continues through the decade, the 2020s will be the slowest growing decade in the nation's history. Now add that with the millions and millions of immigrants coming here. I'm telling you, folks, we're being bred out, drug out. People are becoming alcoholic misfit. People are depressed. They're losing their jobs. According to William Frey, a well-known Brookings demographer, why it matters. Previously, the slowest growing decade was the 1930s in the aftermath of the Great Depression. On New Year's Day, the U.S. population will be nearly 336 million, up nearly 2 million, 0.53% from a year ago, the Census Bureau projected Thursday. That's a 0.53% growth rate. The Census Bureau says the world population on New Year's Day will be just over 8 billion, up from 7.9 billion a year ago. That's an increase of 75 million for a 0.95% growth rate. Folks, in the U.S. in January, the birth is expected every 9.9 seconds and one death every 9.5 seconds. I'm sure that's skyrocketing now, especially with everyone being bink, 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 bink in the shoulder. So net migration from other countries is expected to add one person. So from other countries is expected to add one person to the U.S. every 28.3 seconds. I bet you it's more than that. So what they're basically talking about right here is the migration problem, folks. Immigrants coming into this country are beating us. They're beating us at our birth rates. So add up births, deaths, and migration, and the U.S. population will grow by one person every 24.2 seconds. They're actually beating us at the border. Can you believe this? Can you actually believe what I'm reporting on right now? Because I can't. I mean, I'm putting it all together for you all. So Hollywood's bouncing back. America's in the immigration is, so people are going back into drugs, alcohol, entertainment. Same thing as the Depression. Same exact, it's mirroring the Depression to the T. Now let's look at this. Banks terminate 60,000 workers in one of the bleakest years for the industry since 2008. The collapse of three U.S. regional banks. Folks, let me read that again. The collapse of three U.S. regional banks, First Republic Bank, Silicon Valley Bank, and Signature Bank, marks some of the largest failures in the banking system since 2008. Central banks contained the mini crisis earlier this year with forced interventions and mega merger of Credit Suisse and UBS. Despite the interventions, global banks still axed the most jobs since the global financial crisis. We are in trouble. And what do they want to do? They want to replace everything with AI. But wait, I thought the immigrants were coming here to take over those jobs that we just didn't want. Not happening. This is Biden's economy, folks. All strategically engineered. A new report from the Financial Times shows 20 of the world's largest banks slashed 61,905 jobs in 2023. 61,905 jobs in 2023, a move to project profit margins in a period of high interest rates amid a slump in deal-making and equity and debt sales. This compared with the 140,000 lost during the GFC of 2007 to 2008. We're in trouble. But hey, you got your bread and circus, right? You got your bread and service, and it looks like people aren't really Netflixing and chilling anymore. They're just Netflixing. This is where we're at. This is where we're at as a country, folks. We are in trouble. And I'm looking at all the markers here, and I'm seeing everything going down. And I'm telling you, 2024 is going to be a big year. And we're mirroring the Great Depression and World War II. That's where we're at. Now, you can say, maybe, you know, maybe this is cyclical. Maybe this happens every so many years, and it's just a purge on society. I don't know. But we're here now. We are here now. But my point is this. You still got your bread and circus. You got your Monday Night Football. You got your Oscars. You got your movies. You got everything to distract you. Except one thing. You're not going to escape this. You're going to have to prepare and be ready for what's coming. Because this year is going to be one for the books, folks. Leave your comments down below. Let me know what you think. Are you ready for this year? Or are you going to be distracted? Remember who's profiting off your distraction. China! China is profiting big time. Hollywood, who controls that? All right, folks, leave some comments down below and let me know your thoughts. Later.